appeals a lot more to football than what really meets the eye. There are days when you could give it up. There are days when you could fly. You either love or hate it, depending on the score. But when your team run out or they kick a goal, how's a mighty roar.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Now, we have one of our great friends and special guests that we would normally be seeing a lot of at this time of year at different functions and all sorts of things. But because footy is in lockdown at the moment, we haven't seen as much of. So we're very pleased to have you on the show. It's Casey Simons. She's the director of the Fitzroy Football Club, which is up the road from where I live. She's a research fellow at Swinburne and a co-founder of Siren, a women's sport collective, doing a lot of reporting on women's sport, basically a doctor of sport. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Casey Simons.
Thanks for having me, team. I'm so glad to be talking to you because you're right, I would be seeing a lot of you all, but I'm in isolation like we all are and I'm missing you.
Yeah, so you're up at Mildura, I believe. You've retreated to your family's home?
I have. I was fortunate enough that I could come home to my family. So I've been isolating in Mildura for the past 6 weeks because I thought there's more room at their place to kick the footy around than my apartment in Melbourne. So I thought that was very important.
That is a good decision-making process. Now, so you love your Eagles. How are you going without getting to watch them at the moment?
It's really hard. I didn't think it would affect me so much, but I think it really has. And I think you touched on it earlier, Fee. It's the game I'm missing a lot, but I am finding ways to fill that void by watching the 2018 Grand Final on loop, so that's okay. but it's the connection to my friends and other fans and just the ritual of not so much going to the game for me as a Victorian-based West Coast Eagles fan, but going to the Eagles pub that I love and seeing other Eagles fans there and watching the footy shows and talking about the game. So all of that stuff I'm really missing.
Yeah, it's all the stuff that happens around. And, you know, the little ritual for me is walking to the MCG. It takes me about 45 minutes from home. And it's just such a beautiful sight to walk towards. Just all those little things that we're all missing in the void. Now, today's our Radiothon show, which means that we do a bit of a drive for donations and sponsorship and membership to keep us alive and keep us independent. What do you think's the important thing in your mind for the connection between independent media, and I know you're involved in some yourself, and sport? Why do you think it's important?
I think it's absolutely essential to have the independent voices out there reporting on sports and a lot of other things as well, not just sport. But I think the work that you do with your show is incredibly important to give that different perspective to sport that just isn't represented in mainstream media. And I think it's a hard ask for mainstream media to do more than what they're doing. I wish they could give a lot more perspectives and cover a lot more sports, particularly women's sports. But we don't have that at the moment. So platforms like your show and what we're trying to do at Siren as well, I think just really adds to what's missing. And we need that because there's so much happening at the moment that isn't reported on, different perspectives that aren't given a voice. And until that's rectified, these platforms are essential in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got Bree on the line with us as well, so we've got you and Mildura and Bruce.
Hey, Casey.
On another area.
Kind of envious of Casey's Mildura footy hub. I reckon that'd be an ace place to be isolated. You can go outside and kick the footy around. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky up here. Very fortunate.
Yeah, so I was going to ask Casey a question. So, Casey, just being in Mildura, when do you have a sense and a feel for when local clubs will at least be able to start training together at some level?
Not at all. We're still not hearing a lot of news from all the local clubs, and I think they're really just waiting on this big announcement that'll come from the AFL. And I'm feeling that from my role at Fitzroy as well, from the VAFA. I think everyone is just holding their breath to see what they say, to see what the flow-on effect will be for community clubs. But it's really interesting being in a place like Mildura that is so centred around local sport and community sport. It is really jarring to see how that's affecting the community, not having that outlet for people to come together and socialise and, like we said, not just to watch the sport but to participate in different ways around the sport. So I think everyone's holding their breath up here and hoping that they might get something and get some good news soon. But at the same time, of course, we all know there are more important things to think about. But it's a really big deal. I don't think we can underestimate the power that sport has to affect people's lives in a really positive way. So, yeah, it's hard seeing that in a small town community up here where that's so valued. But I think that's also a similar feeling that I'm sure is across many different towns and suburban leagues in cities as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully, the announcement on May 11, we're hoping that we can do some level of training, but if there's a few restrictions lifted, you know, or that, you know, particularly because, you know, at suburban grounds, we could spread out a bit more and not be so tied in, that we might be able to do that.
Yeah, I hope so. I think the training element's really important, and we might not get a season. I think that's the reality we're all starting to face from different levels of football and sports. But to be able to train and stay active and stay connected to your club in that way so you're not losing fitness or momentum is going to be really important, yeah.
Now, so let's talk about Siren. So you do, you and a bunch of our friends, Danielle Warby and Kate O'Halloran and a couple other people got together and decided women's sport wasn't being reported on enough, which is true. And you put together this wonderful collective that we get to read every week. Can you tell us what that's all about and what you've discovered within it?
Yeah, it's been an amazing experience. So we came together to create, I guess, a weekly newsletter where we would share as much women in sport content as what we could, because we did see a real void there. And we've just put out our, I believe, 14th newsletter. So it's amazing that we've had it going for a few months now, and we're just never short of content. So I think that's what we've learnt during this experience, is looking at what mainstream media does to cover women's sport. There's always the assumption that it's not in the mainstream coverage because it's not happening. And we're, like you would know, a very independent resource. We don't have a lot of support. We do a lot of it off our own bat, and we have a subscription model where people can subscribe to us, and that sort of just helps to keep us going. But a lot of it we just do on our own time. So to imagine the type of content that we've been able to put out, and I mean, I don't want to sort of pat ourselves on the back too much, but I am really proud of what the work a lot of our team has been able to do in securing interviews with some amazing elite athletes and tell their stories and digging through the archives to share some women in sport history and having some, you know, fun lists of things to do during this time. Because what we're also seeing is, while there's no sport on, we're seeing a lot of coverage of, here's a list of great games you can go watch to fill the time, but it doesn't include any women's games, or here's some books to read about sport, but there's none written by women. So we're doing that ourselves too. And I think that's what I've really learned, is that these stories are out there and these athletes are accessible and they've got amazing stories to tell, and we can learn so much. And if we can do that as a relatively unsupported platform, I'm just really starting to not understand why mainstream media can't do that as well. So that's been a big learning for us.
Even during Corona, with sport being reported on perhaps differently, is that we've seen a bit of a decline in women's reporting even through that?
Absolutely. We've actually started a really exciting project, and I use the word exciting, I guess, a bit hesitantly, because it's great work that we've been able to do, but the results have been really dismal. But we've partnered with Swinburne University, of which I work at. So I have my research fellow position in the Sport Innovation Research Group there. And we've partnered with Siren. So I've been able to sort of, I guess, mesh my two passions of sports research and sports media to do a bit of covering the coverage. So for the last 3 weeks, every day, we tally up the percentage of coverage of women's sports for all of the mainstream media publications online to get a percentage of what's being covered, because we were doing that but just on Sundays for the year, just to get a sense of what was happening. And what we saw before COVID-19 was not great. We were kind of sitting around an average of about 17% of coverage, and there were some peaks. Our biggest coverage boost we saw was on International Women's Day, of course, with the T20 World Cup final. We saw 31.5%, which was, you know, not quite equal 50%, but an amazing step forward. And when COVID-19 hit and there was a lot of shutdowns of sport, we just saw that first week, that number just dropped significantly.
Wow.
Now we're in a space where in the last month, we've only seen 2 days hit double figures in 11% and 12% coverage of women's sport. And like you say, that's really staggering considering there are no sports on. But media outlets are still reporting on how this is impacting men's sport, sharing nostalgia that's related to men's sport, talking about the issues and the potential scenarios and hypotheticals of men's sport, but that's not translating to how it's going to affect women's sport or nostalgia of women's sport or anything really. And interestingly, the 2 days that we did see double figures of the coverage, that actually pertained to, because we do tally the number of the coverage of women's sports, but also women in sport. So those 2 days where we cracked double figures, the stories were all about Raylene Castle. On the 6th of April, when her position was starting to become a bit under threat, and then on the 24th of April when she handed in her resignation as of CEO of Rugby Australia. So that gives you a sense, too, that while that was a woman was a feature of that story, it was still around men's sport.
And it was also still very negative.
Correct, yeah.
There wasn't positive stories coming out of that too much.
Not a celebratory story at all.
Yeah, which is really disappointing because I think, you know, we had the W Awards last night, which we will talk about in a moment on our show. All those kind of things that you kind of feel these women have sacrificed absolutely everything. You know, they've given up study, given up work. Or worked part-time while training and, you know, were robbed of a premiership and, you know, had to do their awards online. It's been a bit tragic and sad to watch that. But, you know, there's still a lot of people cheering them on social media and that kind of thing, which is good. And I think the reality is we've got to create our own spaces.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is the answer. And I think that's what we're all trying to do here in the alternative media space is prove that there's an audience and prove that these stories are worth telling. And I think we're seeing that they are because we have, you know, we all have wonderful audiences in this space that want more of this. And hopefully it translates soon to bigger platforms because you're right, people do want to learn more about these athletes and celebrate these athletes. And we see that on social media and it can only get bigger and better, hopefully.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for your insight and just all you do, Casey. You really create an amazing space for women's sport and are pioneering there with all that you do. Hopefully we'll see you at an actual game sometime soon or at a football ground somewhere.
Absolutely. I look forward to that day. And thank you for what you do as well with this show and amplifying different voices. I'm such a fan of the work you do and it's so important. So well done.
Thanks so much, Casey.
Thanks, Casey.
There's a lot more to football than what really meets the eye. There are days when you could give it up. There are days when you could fly. You either love or hate it, depending on the score. But when your team run out, kick a goal, how's a mighty roar.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.